everybody. We're here on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. My name is Leonardo Joni. I'm filling in for Alex Jones, who's out of town today. If you guys want to follow me, you can bring up my X account. Daria, there it is. It's Leonardo is fun E with an E at the end. I'm back on X thanks to the efforts of Alex Jones and Sam Parker, who was just on the phone with us, and a whole army of patriots on X who are advocating for free speech. So I'm really grateful to them. I'm grateful to Elon for bringing me back. I'm back to making jokes. I am still being censored. I'm still under attack. I'm not kidding. I get death threats in my inboxes. I get people telling me they're going to, sexually assault me or my family. It's actually pretty bad. And this is all for speaking out. And I have a comedy show that I'm doing in Austin, Texas on October 10th. So if you're in Austin, Texas, and you want to come to the show, there is a free speech club called Roscoe's Comedy Club. Roscoe's Comedy Club, R-O-Z-C-O-S. Please support them. Come out and support me on October 10th. They are trying to silence me. My jokes are too funny for the mainstream, so they don't want me telling them. But if you guys want tickets to that show, you have to sign up on my website, LeonardoIsFunny.com. So that's funny the way you spell funny, FUNNY.com. So sign up on my website or email me at LeonardoIsFunny@gmail.com. So that's funny, FUNNY.com. And maybe we could bring that website up towards the end of this segment, Daria. So I'll remind them again if they want to find it. Okay, well, we've been having a great talk today about free speech and the way that they're trying to silence free speech when you speak out against the agenda, which seems to be an anti-white, anti-American, anti-Christian agenda. And anytime you speak out against this, you get attacked, you get censored, you get deplatformed. If you don't want a bunch of third world migrants in your country, suddenly you're hateful. So we're going to go to some callers now. And if anybody wants to call in again, the number is 877-789-2539. The number again is 877-789-2539. You can call in. We'll get you in on the lineup as much as we can. So let's go to our first caller right now. We've got DJ calling from North Carolina.
Hello. I would like to ask DJ. You on a date. Hello to 7-Eleven for a Slurpee?
All right, DJ. Right. No, DJ, I have a whites-only policy in my dating life, so I apologize about that. If that makes me hateful, I'm currently engaged, so I'm happily engaged, so I will not be taking any date calls. If anybody's on the line waiting to ask me on a date, you're going to have to just get off the line.
Congratulations. I couldn't resist. But what I wanted to talk about was Mark Robinson.
Oh, thanks, DJ. I thought maybe I was being spammed by a hater, so I appreciate the joke.
No. Sorry. But no, Mark Robinson, I've been following this closely.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Okay, so first of all, you know that they're saying that between 12 and 16 years ago, he went on a site called Nude Africa.
Okay.
This is real. This is what he's being accused of. And I went on the site tonight, and if you go, you can go on it. It's still up. It says that the message board is now closed, and I'm serious. It looks like somebody made this during the days of dial-up, like from eighth grade. There's a picture of a woman on there that looks like something from National Geographic. So these claims are so ridiculous. And he's being smeared by none other than Josh Stein, who, if you know his career, he's born in Washington, D.C. He is a Harvard brainwashed lawyer, career deep state politician. Oh. He's an attorney. He's an attorney general who in 2020 was he's got a grand jury lawsuit out for slandering his opponent in 2020. And so now this suddenly comes out. So just wanted to let you know about that.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was looking up the story about Mark Robinson, because, somebody had dropped this in my X, I asked people, you know, what do they want to hear about? This was one of the topics. And I saw that he's being accused of being a black Nazi, They've asked, President Trump's VP to denounce him. He hasn't. They've asked several other Republicans to denounce him. They haven't. He's running for the North Carolina governor, if I'm not mistaken. And because they haven't been able to take him down in a straightforward manner, now they're saying, oh, he visited a porn website. First of all, I don't know anybody and any adult male in America who hasn't visited a porn website, unless they're like 85 years old, you know, and they have Alzheimer's, don't know how to use it. But this is nothing. So, and then you can see the hypocrisy, right? Because here they are saying, oh, he visited a porn website, therefore he's not qualified. Meanwhile, they're advocating for gay pride parades everywhere where men are fully naked, bottom naked, marching in front of children. So they don't care about this stuff.
Exactly.
Did we sell the caller?
You took the words. Yeah. You took the words out of my mouth. I mean, the whole story is a smear job. It's being reported on by, I lost count of about 24 of these liberal sites. I'm not kidding. It's just like he is under the gun like I've never seen a politician for these charges that are made up by CNN only. No other outlet that has authenticated these charges. Only CNN, even though they're...
Yeah,
even though
CNN's slogan. Their slogan should be fake news all the time. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no. So none of the other outlets, even though they're running with the headlines of this, which are very deceptive headlines, they have no proof. What they have, what they're telling us is a guy named Mark Robinson, between 12 and 14 years ago, had an email account that matched his and posted these things online. And it's ridiculous stuff, like you said, like Black Nazi. And the guy is African-American, and it says that he's calling back for slavery. Slavery was great. And it says he loves Hitler. I mean, and then it says also
right.
He's into transsexual porn. I mean, give me
so they're just
break.
They're throwing the kitchen sink at him. Oh, he's into transsexual porn. Well, what's wrong with that? Didn't you say that there's nothing wrong with that? Weren't you guys advocating for children to transition?
Right. They just love to smear people, and I mean, it's laughable if it wasn't such a serious attack. And he really should be the next governor. I mean, if you look at him, he's a hometown guy. The guy was a furniture manufacturer before he got into politics like 2 years ago because he was fed up and became the lieutenant governor. And now they're just throwing everything at him. Everything.
Yeah. Well, maybe they would like him better if he was a Haitian migrant by the name of Barbecue who ate his enemies. Maybe they'd be okay with that.
Oh, yeah. They'd make him VP.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, DJ. We really appreciate it. Your take on this was really helpful, and you're spot on. I'm glad that there's people like you out there who can see through the propaganda. I think that's happening more and more. And I think a lot of people especially are coming over to what is quote-unquote the right, which is just what's been a normal human position for thousands of years, are starting to see through this and starting to realize that, wait a second, if they're attacking this person, they're probably good. And I should probably go check them out. And if they're praising someone like they do with Kamala, they praise her nonstop, they're probably a demon.
Comedy, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, DJ. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks for coming in. What'd you say? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Good rest of the show. All right. Thank you, DJ. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and go to the next caller. We're going to go to, let's go to Bart from Georgia. He's got some, I think, some questions about the Haitians or some things to say about it. Let's see.
Have you heard about the American in Georgia that was sentenced to death for hate speech against the migrants? And
No, we didn't hear about this. Who's this?
He told the judge, he said, I want to be crucified with two illegal aliens. The judge said, why? He says, I want to die like Jesus Christ in between two thieves.
I didn't hear about this. Is this a real story?
No, it's a joke. He said he wanted to die like Jesus in between two thieves and crucified in between two illegal aliens. But anyway.
You know, for a comedian, I take people a little too seriously, Bart. I apologize about that. We had a first.
Yeah, that's why
I should expect this now. I should expect that everybody's going to come in with a joke. I get it.
But seriously, man, you know, Trump is going to create a lot of jobs on his first day with deportation buses. And they should be well paid, like $50 an hour. We need mass deportations. Get these people out of here. by any legal means necessary.
But Bart, these people are coming from impoverished countries, you know, where they don't have running water. I mean, don't you think we should help them?
No, that's not my problem.
Well, I mean, it's like, here's the deal, right? If we really think about that, we would have to import the whole world. We'd have to import the whole third world. And then what's the consequence of that, right? The consequence is there's no one left to be the breadbasket. So these people appeal. Yeah. Go ahead, Bart.
The consequences are road warrior scenario.
Go ahead, say more about that.
Our society is going to totally collapse with all these foreigners coming in here. They're not supposed to be here. We don't want them if they're illegal. And they're going to absolutely destroy our country. There's no doubt. I mean, it's going to be beyond destroyed.
Well, don't you think that's part of the point, Bart? Don't you think that's part of why they're bringing in these people? I mean, nobody can really believe that the organizers behind this mass migration actually care about these individuals.
No, they can't even wipe their own ass after they take a dump. They do not belong here.
All right. Well, what my point was that, you know, a lot of the actors behind the move to bring in these mass migrants are the same people who were funding the international wars that destabilized some of these countries, right? We have to be clear. A lot of these migrants are coming from countries that there was never a war in, we have no business in, we never had any interaction with. And they harp on this idea that we should all feel guilty, we should all feel this white guilt. And now part of our penance is taking in the hordes with our mouths shut, even as you said, like our whole society is collapsing because we cannot stand under the weight of this burden that's being imposed on us.
Yeah, I mean, this is just out of control. But, I just want to say one last thing. Please go to X and Rumble and BitChute and subscribe to Bart Fine, BARTFINE. Thanks.
Thanks, Bart. Thanks for coming in. All right, let's go. We got a couple more callers about this Haitian crisis. Let's go to Nick from Texas. Nick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine.
Cool. You have beautiful hair. It's so soft. I'm watching you
Thanks,
through
Nick.
Cloud TV here in Texas, which is a great way to watch InfoWars, live TV show. Anyway, I've been following you since you started, and I tried to write down some notes, but it's like it helps jog the memory. At the beginning, you're talking about women in New York getting attacked and them outlawing pepper spray, and I'm like, that's crazy. It's like criminals are already engaged in criminal acts, and they're doing something illegal. So, you know, folks got to find and do whatever it takes. You know, if you have to fight fire with fire, and you get cracked down on, and you get arrested or whatever, and you get charged. Well, guess what? If enough people are willing to stand up and do it and fight, there's only so many jail cells. You know, you start.
That's
you
correct.
Know, and once these crazy people realize that folks are not going to back down, well, guess what? They're going to back off. So that's really
that's
important.
Right, Nick.
And and as far as the Haitian situation up in Ohio, it's like you want to blame gun laws and just the invasion. Well, hey, wait a second. Why don't we turn around and look at these shops? Who owns these shops? Why isn't the community looking at who's selling these guns? And why don't they call their local sheriff and get down there? And if there's people coming out of that shop that have bought a gun illegally, hey, arrest them immediately, you know?
Yeah.
Confiscate those. Yep. Those illegal,
and arrest the shops.
Yes.
Arrest
and
the shop owners.
Are illegals allowed to own firearms? No, they're not. They're not illegally allowed to own firearms as far as I know. So, you know, confiscate it. And there's ways of going about blocking people from trying to do that kind of thing. You know, they got to get savvy about it, you know? So,
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Nick. I mean, you go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to jump ahead because I don't want to take up too much time. As far as the European cultural invasion, the mass immigration, illegal immigration there, it's like, how come Aborigines in Australia have a right to their cultural sanctity, and other cultures around the world have a right to their cultural sanctity? How come Europeans are all being blamed for the assault by Hitler and the Nazis when they were actually mm-hmm. fighting against the Nazis in World War II? How come you know, the white folks out there have to get all their stuff robbed away from them? It's like the people who are invading their countries are basically being given free rein by their governments, and they're stealing. They're literally like thieves. They're stealing away what the Aboriginal white folk of Europe and Britain and Ireland and Scotland, their grandfathers fought and died for over the centuries.
You're absolutely,
and they're just giving it away. And it's wrong. And it has to be stood up against and fought against, no matter what.
You're absolutely correct, Nick. And you're saying really important things. You know, people need to understand nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to fight your battle. If you want your country to stay your country, you are going to have to stand up and say enough. And same thing, I agree with you. If you're a woman in New York, I can't tell you to break the law, but I know that I would, if I was there, I would be carrying pepper spray right now for sure. Because you know what? I'd rather deal with the law and be alive than follow the law and be dead. You know, Socrates had a philosophy that said, if the law violates, you know, morality, you have a duty and an obligation to break it. So this was something that people have known, and you're absolutely right. White people are getting blamed from this. And, you know, I have my suspicions about why it is. You know, the number one thing I think about is white people and Western civilization stands in the way of the one world government, because we have courage, we have strength, we have traditionally been the torchbearers of human rights and freedom. And those are the things that they want to get rid of. And so they have to get rid of the guardians. And that's you. And people need to have an awareness of this and a consciousness of this. And I'll say that we have a lot of, you know, Black Americans who also had this, like Mark Robinson. You know, we do have people who have been here for generations who this has become part of their blood as well. So I don't want to leave that group out.
Yep. It's true.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. Let's go ahead and see. We're going to go to our next caller. Let's go. Let me take a look at this, Daria. Let's go to interesting. This is an interesting ultraviolet laser. Let's go to Jeff from Canada. Canada's having a tough time right now. They know about the Indians. Jeff, let's bring you in here.
Thanks for taking my call, Leandra. I just when I first heard about this situation with people at the rally on one side of the stage getting you know, this problem that they got, their eyes were burnt and stuff like that. You know, I was talking about chemicals and whatnot. And in my mind, I've never, the thought came to me, a UV laser. I didn't even know if such a thing existed, honestly. Mm. But I thought, you know, it'd be indetectable. But as I was thinking about it, it's like, okay, if someone's standing up holding a laser, isn't that going to cause a distraction, or especially with what's going on, you'd think some security would be on that or whatever. So this would, if it was a laser, I thought, like, where would this be, like, almost aimed at Trump but not on Trump and only on one side of the stage? And, like, this isn't a conspiracy theory. I don't know this to be fact or whatever. But in my mind, I thought, you know, if this was on the side of a TV camera, it would kind of blend in plain sight. And it would just go on. It would just be pointed at Trump. But it would just get one side of, you know, the projection of it. So that's a weird thought. Anyways, maybe that's true. Maybe that's not. Maybe there's, you know, some video of that somebody could show that has that. But anyways, that was sort of, that's a, kind of a minor thing. The thing I really wanted to get to was that Trump right now, there's so many different threats that he's under right now. What I was seeing is something like this. What about if somebody with clout, say like InfoWars, could arrange, say, Patrick Bet-David and Tulsi Gabbard to host what would look like a debate, but it would be questions submitted from the independent media all over, and have like, you know, 45 questions over 2-3 hours that would be asked to President Trump, give it to him ahead of time, and he can answer, and it would sort of give him a focused video podcast type feel, and of course he wouldn't have to be on site. Something like that would just go absolutely viral. It could be chopped up and little aspects of it could be taken by different people. The mileage he would get out of that, I mean, he's kind of old school and he likes the rallies and stuff, but I think for his own safety, he's got to dodge that. But I think he needs help putting something together. And the good folks, Daria and some of the other people, you know, Alex jumps on some of these things. I think InfoWars has the clout to pull the people together. You know, the tip of the spear can pull in the rest of the spear to pull something like that off. So I just wondered what your thoughts on that would be.
Well, I mean, I definitely think Trump doing something on his own, like a home court, would be way better than going to CNN. And now we know that they had the questions ahead of time, that they were only fact-checking Trump. So if I were him, I would definitely not do any more debates with CNN or any of these hostile media companies, because all you're doing is you're benefiting them. We know that they don't really care. They rake in, you know, millions and millions of dollars off of him and the buzz that he generates. So I would give them nothing if I was him. I think, you know, first of all, Kamala's never going to come and do a debate on a right-wing controlled media debate outlet because she knows. No, I know what you mean, but I'm just saying, just to show you, right? Trump goes over there. They're never going to come over here. Okay. And I think you're absolutely right. Something where, you know, he goes ahead and answers these questions. These questions are coming in. And he really, really needs to keep his focus on talking about the mass immigration problem, talking about the attacks on white people, white people have a right to their life and to the continuation of their culture. Americans have a right to their life and the continuation of their culture. Christians have a right to their life and the continuation of their traditions and their religious worship. And this is really the message that he needs to get across. He's never going to get the leftists, okay? They're gone. They're screaming about the right to kill their babies. This is the irony of the left, right? They're screaming about the right to kill their babies, and at the same time, they're screaming about how we have to be compassionate to these third worlders. So I think it's a great idea. I don't know if he'll go for it, but thanks for the suggestion. We appreciate it. And thanks for calling in.
Having me on.
All right. Let's go ahead and let me see. What else could we talk about? Somebody's got something about Miss Lou from Florida. She wants to talk about Elon Musk. Let's bring Miss Lou up here.
Hey, Leonardo. I'm a new fan. And
Hi, Miss Lou. Thank you.
I'm so glad that you got back on. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you great.
Okay, good, because I'm on an iPhone, but out in the boondocks. Anyway, I'm a frequent caller on InfoWars, and I heard you on Alex's show when you were still banned, and Miss Lou is my ex handle.
Okay, great. I'll look you up.
I'm very impressed with your not only your talent, but your ability to get ideas across. So being funny and being uber smart is perfect in my book. But in fact, I think you should be the press secretary for the new administration.
Well, thank you. I would love that. First of all, I would love that job.
Can you imagine facing that media with jokes? But anyway, especially.
It would be great.
But why I called you, I want to react a little bit to the previous caller. What President Trump should do, since billions listened to him with Elon on X, he could have interviews with Kash Patel, with Tucker Carlson. He could go on X and have like almost town halls weekly, okay? And he could say the reason that he's not going to debate Kamala anymore, because she's apparently has stated she wants to do CNN now. BS, okay?
Well, of course she does. Communist News Network. Of course she does. It's her benefit.
Of course.
That's great. Communist news,
he can actually use his attorneys to tell her, I am no longer going to debate someone that is not constitutionally an official nominee for the President of the United States. You've been inserted. You were not primaried. And it was a coup that put you in the position, and I am not going to debate you. If the Democrats choose to have you run against me, good luck. Now, the second thing I want to bring up,
I think that's a great message.
I was on with Frank Gaffney the other night, who's an expert on the China agenda, the CCP. I was on Spaces with him and a bunch of really smart people. And what's going on with the WHO and what's going on with their liaison with the UN is just unconscionable. They are absolutely out for the 2030 agenda. They are trying to take the sovereignty of this country foremost. Because if this domino goes down, they all go down. Now, I've got two websites for your listeners to go to. One is called StopWorldGovernment.org. Okay, StopWorldGovernment.org. And the other one is SovereigntyCoalition.org. Both of those are websites to getting the information and the tools necessary to be fighting these guys. Because let me tell you something, the UN is going to be used as a tool to come in this country when there's civil unrest.
Oh, you're right. Let me just say those websites again for people that are listening. It's Stop World.
Stop World.
I'll say it again. I got it. I got it, Ms. Lucas. They're going to hear me a little better. It's stopworldgovernments.org and sovereignitycoalition.org. Thank you, Ms. Lou. I appreciate it. You're great. Thank you for the support. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate what you had to say there.
You got it. Thank you.
You got it. Yeah, and she mentioned a couple of people who I think are awesome. I'll just have to say this. Cash Patel, he's a patriotic Indian American. So we do like Indians who embrace the American culture, embrace free speech. And he's one of the ones who really fought for President Trump. And I believe he was in President Trump's like first administration. But yeah, there was a bunch of people like that who really did embrace American culture, and these people we do want to hold up. So let's see. I think we might have time. Well, we might now. We've only got like a minute and a half, so we'll hold off to taking any more callers. But at the next hour, we're going to be coming in with a really special report. So just make sure everybody tunes in. And some of the things that you can do now is, you know, take a look at ways that you can get involved in your local elections. Start thinking about volunteering for being one of these one of these watchdog organizations, because we saw what happened in the 2020 election. I mean, people want to debate, was it stolen, was it not? To me, it was clear. We'd never seen anything like that, where they're counting the votes coming in and they stop it and say, oh, we have to wait until the morning, because Trump was clearly in the lead. There was no doubts about it. Everybody knew it. And the only way that they could win was to cheat. So, you know, this time around, we really got to make sure that we're coming out in mass numbers and we are watching the election itself. I know a lot of people are disillusioned with Trump. You know, he's not being the strong man that we knew. I think he's trying to take a little bit of a different approach this time. But, you know, Trump, we loved you for who you were in 2016. So getting back to some of that is actually going to, you know, invigorate your base. So that would be my message for him. And stay tuned. You know, we'll be back with more. Thank you, guys.
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners, that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalist own documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I've believed in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, but to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max. That is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies. 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer. Isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men, Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredibly important breaking exclusive news alert on the latest developments concerning the DHS warning Congress that there are 5 hit teams in the United States hunting Trump and planning to kill him. I've got some really good news and some really bad news straight ahead. But we can get out ahead of this thing if the public pays attention. We are the Paul Revere's. We've got to raise the alarm, and we are going to raise it right now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Saturday, September 21st, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I bring you breaking, exclusive, massively important information. So I'm going to give you the new breaking information, and then I'm going to walk through and chronicle the compendium of what's happened in the last 2 months and 10 days since they tried to assassinate President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Now, the information I'm about to break comes from amazing sources, some that are public, some that aren't. Japis Sobic is one of them. The other sources confirmed what he was telling me separately. I'm about to lay that out for you right now. So here is the news. As you know, on Wednesday, Congressman Matt Gaetz, went on Charlie Kirk and Jack Posobiec's show and said that he'd been approached by high-level DHS that told him that going back to even Butler, and they're not saying that the Butler shooter was part of this, but going back to right around the time of Butler, they were tracking five assassination teams actively hunting Trump to try to assassinate him. That broke on Wednesday. Friday, DHS then confirmed, yes, this is a very serious, credible threat. Now, here's the new information from multiple sources inside the campaign and then separately Jack Posobiec. President Trump is taking this very, very seriously now, and the campaign is taking this seriously. And 2 days ago, they made the decision on Thursday to cancel his big appearance with the Polish president in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at the Catholic Polish shrine. It's got Pope John Paul II statue, Reagan. It's really a shrine for the Cold War and the persecution that went on there under the Soviets and under the Eastern Bloc. Trump was had this set over a month ago. It was a big event. They've canceled it for security issues. Now, I've got more exclusive information, and I'll get to that in a moment, but other information because of ongoing investigations I cannot reveal to you at this time, but we are going to be able to break it probably Monday evening in Reading, Pennsylvania, with myself, Tucker Carlson's event, and Jack Posobiec with the big briefing. Jack has very respected private investigation company on the ground in Pennsylvania, now in Florida. I separately know these folks for more than 15 years. They're very good. They found bombshell info that will be breaking and will be part of Tucker Carlson's podcast that these events put out from. They tape it and put out the next day. So that will be massive news next Wednesday as well. So just a prelude to that. But here are the notes I wrote last night and this morning from my sources. Again, I didn't even let the sources know who I was talking to. They gave me the exact same information. The DHS is saying this is a very serious, real threat, that there are three foreign-funded teams and two, at least two, maybe more, domestic teams trying to kill Trump. Now, the news that will break Monday and next Tuesday and Wednesday is the coordination that is going into all of this. But at this time, I cannot get to that information. Again, Jack, on the Monday event, we'll be bringing that out. But Tucker Carlson in Reading, I'll be bringing it out. And then on Tuesday, we'll have more info when the podcast on Wednesday, when all of that finally drops. So here's where we're at, recapping, and I've got more to get into. Trump hasn't just canceled this event. They're taking this very, very serious, finally. Trump has been very nice to Secret Service because, and here's the big drop of information, there have been other attempts and other groups that have gotten close in the last few months. And that's exactly what I said back on July 13th. And since then, for every failed attempt you see take place, like what happened last Sunday in Florida, outside Mar-a-Lago and Palm Beach at Trump's golf course, or what you saw in Butler, Pennsylvania on the 13th of July, for anyone that actually gets a shot off or almost gets a shot off, you can bet there are other people out there trying. And when you look at Crooks in Butler with all his foreign connections and the rest of it, not to the Iranians, but to the CIA operations in Europe, and you see the same connections now with the would-be shooter Rao in Florida and the fact that the CIA runs that operation, I've been saying day one that these look like cutouts that are being supported and protected and allowed to go after their targets. We do know the Secret Service deputy head, now the head, Ronald Rowe, lied to Congress, said he didn't know about the stand down, didn't know why there wasn't proper security, didn't know why no one was on the roof. And it turned out he was the one that specifically cut the security back, wouldn't let them sync the police and Secret Service radios together and everything else we saw in that total failure of security, which was clearly deliberate, opening the door for this to happen. And now we have a Secret Service whistleblower who works at Mar-a-Lago to Senator Josh Hawley. That broke on Thursday. Official letter put out by the senator. Testimony is probably going to be very, very soon that they have default Secret Service, even when the Secret Service cut back, to be patrolling those woods and to be at those very points when he plays golf, because that's where shooters could take the president out, the former president, soon to be the president again. So that's massive in and of itself. Just absolutely insane. So Trump's now taking the security more serious. He always has, but now they're even canceling events. I'm told other events are about to be canceled. That's from multiple sources. There are these five hit teams in the country. And the larger question is, are we being told there's these hit teams? And maybe they don't exist. Maybe that's a cover for another deep state move to try to take out Trump, who's clearly set to win. Rasmussen polls now coming out showing him pulling way ahead in all the major battleground states and more. Or are there really foreign governments that want to take out Trump? And we really believe this. Because could Iran have the Secret Service stand down at Mar-a-Lago and stand down in Butler, Pennsylvania? Could the Secret Service make the deputy director lie to Congress to try to cover things up? Could the Iranians make the Secret Service and DHS now, 2+ months in, stonewall and not give any information to Congress and these subpoenas and information? No. Does Iran have a motive to want to kill Trump? Yeah, they don't like Trump. And in fact, they hacked Trump's campaign and gave the information to the Democrats. But they don't really have the massive means, and they don't control the media, and they don't control the Secret Service, and they can't control those stand downs we've seen. So the main motive, and all the evidence we see, points towards criminal elements of the Justice Department and DHS, run by Garland and run by Mayorkas, who are total globalists, working as hard as they can to implode this country, defund the police, dissolve the borders, human trafficking. They're fully aiding the Secretary of State and the CIA trying to start full World War III with Russia. I said last Sunday, hours before it broke, that this guy was an American Legion operative recruiting people in and out of Ukraine to fight Russia, that it was probably connected to the deep state wanting to get rid of Trump ahead of full war with Russia. Days after, now 8-9 days ago, Biden greenlit Storm Shadow missiles being rained down inside the country of Russia, which Russia says will be an official declaration of war and is under international law. And of course, it turned out he was heavily connected to Ukraine and the whole situation getting rid of Trump to make way for full war with Russia. So we're in a time of massive change, not just the election, but geopolitical movements. The globalist old financial system is coming down. They need to have a global crisis to force us onto the new central bank digital currencies, to the new system of the social credit score, the vaccine passport, the digital mark of the beast control grid that controls your every behavior and tracks everything you do. So the climate we're in is the most dangerous in human history, in recorded human history. We've all got to be very, very focused. We've all got to be watching everything that happens. We've got to be fully, legally and lawfully and politically engaged and spiritually engaged praying. And we've got to understand the next deep state move is clearly power outages, cyber attacks blamed on Trump supporters and or Russia, and also false flags, mass shootings, bombings to be blamed on Trump supporters. That would be the globalist next move, Jussie Smollett on steroids, staging an event against yourself or allowing someone to carry out some type of horrible event and then using it against your political enemies with only 53 days left to the most important election in world history. So let me go back over my notes and make sure I've covered all of the different angles. Again, criminal elements of the government, mercenaries, corporations, big tech, with the military-industrial complex that wants World War III, because most of us will die, but they think they'll take over the planet because they believe the West has the best reserves of technology and energy and weapons to reemerge with global domination. That's actually when their plan, back to the 60s, the Joint Chiefs of Staff came to Kennedy and said, let's start a nuclear war, we'll win it, we'll dominate the planet. It'll kill most Americans, but we'll dominate in the end. All they needed was plausible deniability to stage a fake attack by Russia on the United States as the pretext. And of course, you know about that in the real world Operation Northwoods that the movie Dr. Strangelove that's behind me was actually based on. So that's not a dark comedy. It's more of a documentary. So they need to say these foreign groups are here. That's what everything points at. I'm not 100% sure, about 90%. To then say even when Trump gets killed by a surface-to-air missile, they can blame Iran, or a truck bomb blows him up in his motorcade, they can blame Iran, or maybe even Russia, and they're putting this out there ahead of the next attempt. And I said this days after the first big public attempt on July 13th, then days after that, sure enough, the Fed said, oh yeah, it's Iran, or Iran's going to try again. So again, no one with half a brain should be buying this, but they want plausible deniability. That's what I think is the main scenario here, and it's very, very concerning. You have to ask, who wants Trump dead? The globalists more than anybody. He's about to take the country back from them for the people, and they're going to get in a lot of trouble. Again, we have the Secret Service whistleblower coming out, just confirming what was already obvious. You have Ralph being a clear cut out of the CIA, being an operative as a Foreign Legion member over there. There is also a lot of research going into how they're going to get it done, who's actually coordinating it. And I can't release this information yet, but I'll give you a little hint. How many times has the CIA and the Pentagon been caught funding Al-Qaeda or ISIS as proxy armies? And even the Al-Qaeda and ISIS don't even know who's funding them. So these could even be foreign terror groups or Iranians that have been allowed into the country in the last 3.5 years by Biden, who think they're getting actual orders, but really they're getting orders from somebody else, or they believe they're being paid by somebody, but they're actually being paid by somebody else. I'm just going to leave it at that. So this is a major update. This is being taken very, very seriously by good people, according to my sources, who I trust, inside the federal government, inside the Trump campaign, and this is a great time of change, a great time of opportunity for liberty, a great time for opportunity for tyrants. And Lenin said that there are times in history when nothing happens in a decade. The actual quote was, there are times in history when nothing happens in a decade, and then a decade's happened in a week. And we are definitely in that big fourth turning, that mega change, that mega political realignment towards liberty. People want it really, really bad all over the planet, and the globalists are absolutely in panic mode and have gotten away with using crises they either create or allow to happen or exacerbate to get more control. And they're clearly engaging in that crisis creation right now. So this is a very, very historic time to be alive. And I just hope that everyone out there takes this very, very serious. Hope you have an extreme urgency to everything you do. I hope you vote. I hope your family votes. I hope all your friends vote. I hope you take this report and share it on your email, your text message, by word of mouth, to people you know, to perfect strangers, and tell them, if they get good information from this or learn something from this, for them to share it, and for them to tell those that share it to share it, and so on and so forth. And that creates an information warfare chain reaction. But it's not like I'm saying they're going to blame Iran now and they suddenly start doing it. I said this before they started doing it. It's not like I just started saying they're going to try to kill Trump again. I said it before the first attempt we know of. And so I am constantly researching this, looking at this. You have what I believe is not a chemical attack, but probably an infrared laser attack 2 Sundays ago in Tucson, Arizona. The police are taking that very, very seriously. There's basically nothing that the globalists won't do. And then you've got not just hit teams or foreign groups or mercenaries being hired to try to come in and kill Trump and these active 5 hit teams. We also have Bill Maher last night. Disgusting clip we'll play in a moment. Maher, Trump must be called a threat even if rhetoric inspires violence.
He got shot at again, and he says, their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at. And then, of course, in true Trumpian fashion, always the most unself-aware person in the universe, goes on to say, when they're the ones that are destroying the country. Which would be also the kind of rhetoric that would make a borderline person shoot at you. But, I mean, he's right, rhetoric has consequences. But he is possibly the worst person to make this case.
Yeah, I mean, it's the pot calling the kettle black. I think that's what the expression was basically born for.
I mean, he's used
this is the guy who called the media the enemy of the American people.
Scum, vermin.
All these phrases. Now, he's absolutely right that we probably should tone it down when we're calling our opponents the end of democracy, the end of Western civilization. We're not helping our arguments.
I disagree. That's a dumb argument, I think, because you... What? No, that's their argument, which is that you guys are saying Trump is a threat to democracy.
But he is a threat to democracy. The answer can't be that we can't say what's true. I want to say what's true. And the left has to do that, too.
No, I'm sorry, but every time the left calls Trump a threat to democracy, Americans remember that in 2016, guys like me were calling Trump a threat to democracy, and here we are.
And that dog
is not going to hunt. You have to say the case against Trump is that he's going to be a terrible president who's going to divide the country, that is going to accomplish absolutely nothing, that is going to embarrass us in front of the world, and is going to conduct a miserable foreign policy. But those are policy questions.
You don't stop calling out the truth because people aren't listening, right? When Donald Trump tells lie after lie, you don't say, seems to care. It's our job in the media, right? When people complain, Donald Trump got fact-checked way more than Kamala Harris did. You're damn right he did. You know why? He told more lies.
Trump has done nothing but benefit from a campaign that seeks to treat him as outside the borders of political respectability. So if you want to help...
He's going to be a bad president. He's a bad president because he doesn't concede elections.
Look, most Americans realize that here we are. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. Kamala Harris is likely the next president of the United States. But the reason that Trump has an enduring appeal on so many Americans is that so many of us in the media want to treat him, right, as absolutely beyond the pale. And you know how Trump supporters respond by saying, oh, yeah, he's beyond the pale. I'm going to vote for him. We have done nothing but help Trump for the last 8 years.
They also have the mentally ill, the crazy, the unhinged. And there's a lot of those who they can also legitimize trying to kill Trump or his supporters and then get them to go out and carry out the attack. And even when it comes out, even if that's what happened in Florida last week, that maybe he's just a lone nut who just so happened to be trained in Ukraine and under a CIA operation. This is maybe he's acting on his own. Still, the rhetoric of the 300-page book he wrote said Trump deserves to die. He gives you permission, if you're somebody else, he said, to kill Trump. He talks about how World War III and nuclear war will be good and cleanse us. Just a nihilistic lunatic. There are a lot of those, and now you've got Bill Maher saying, well, nope, you know, keep calling for rhetoric, you know, keep pushing stuff that he's a threat, that he's Hitler, that he's a danger, that he's going to kill us all, which is a total inversion of reality. That's actually what they themselves are doing. And then we've got even bigger levels of deception with Pelosi in a new clip that's up on Infowars.com, Real Auctions on X, saying, oh, Kamala, you know, got more votes in the primary, in a snap primary. No, she didn't. I mean, she didn't get one vote in the primaries. Ronald McDonald got as many votes as she did. I got as many votes. Casper the Friendly Ghost got it. The Lucky Charms. Leprechaun got as many, which is zero. Absolute zero. So this is a big deal. I trust my sources. They've always been accurate. And high-level folks have the intel and are seriously concerned. But again, these foreign groups and domestic groups could think they're working for one group and they're really working for another. Isn't that the plot of most James Bond movies? Because Ian Fleming was the deputy head of OSS and MI6. Going back to World War II and into the 60s, he wrote best-selling books and said, no, these are based on scenarios that we saw or like scenarios we saw, and this is how things actually work. So Spectre wants to get America and Russia to fight each other because they've got a plan for global domination that comes out at the end of that. Or Spectre wants to release a bioweapon that kills everybody on the surface of the planet. And then they come back to the planet, either from underground bases or from a space station, and they have their new eugenics utopia. And then you see Bill Gates and the globalists basically fast-tracking all of that in the real world. So it's not that life imitates art, it's that art imitates life. You understand? It's not that art imitates life, it's that life imitates art. And so that's where we are. So Trump, the biggest takeaway is taking this very serious. He's a tough guy, but if you know hit teams are coming to kill you, and there's a very good chance it's going to happen, why would you put yourself and another foreign leader in that position? Sure, they want to make him be in a bunker. Sure, they want all these threats to make Trump not campaign, but he can go on Elon Musk and reach a billion people. He goes on CNN and reaches like a million max. My show gets tens of millions. Tucker Carlson, 50, 60, 70 million. Again, quite frankly, I think some of the rallies are great and town halls are great, but they do not get the coverage it gets of just him coming out and speaking and talking to the public. Trump should be doing weekly addresses from Mar-a-Lago, from the Florida Oval Office. And he could have prepared slides. He could do a PowerPoint for people, a fireside chat. That was the most popular thing any president ever did in the digital age or in the radio age, in the media age, in the broadcast age, was Roosevelt and his fireside chats. He did a couple times a week. Had half the country listening. People want that. Instead, they've got him like a gerbil on a, hamster wheel or whatever, just meow, 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 just running around in circles. And it's not what needs to be done right now, in my humble opinion. You can look at the numbers. Trump's just now figuring out that legacy media is dead. New media is totally dominant. That's why, as Biden pledged to do, the SEC is coming after Elon Musk. Absolutely disgusting to have that going on. Oh, because he didn't tell them what they wanted to know about his purchase of Twitter for twice the price it was worth. I mean, you're not allowed to buy something in America. So these people can commit whatever crimes they want, but they get a white glove out and do an inspection on us and try to throw us under the jail. We've also got a lot of other viral reports, police reports, new arrests of Haitians doing all sorts of crimes. Daughter chased by machete-wielding Haitian. Mother tells Vivek Ramaswamy at town hall the police wouldn't even show up and wouldn't even come to it. For decades, they've denied that the illegal aliens commit most of the crime in Europe. Now they admit they commit over 80% of it. Gret Wilders, Netherlands will opt out of EU migration rules. Move comes as Rotterdam is rocked by yet another mass knife attack by a man shouting Allah Akbar. That's just some of the issues that we're dealing with here as well. We've got Israel. Strike decimates Hezbollah military leadership. They're openly now talking about invading Lebanon. We've got that major crisis that is heating up. But what is CNN worried about while all of this insanity goes on? Here's the headline, the videos in the article. Asia not nearly gay enough, CNN laments. Because they want to end families, they want to lower population, they want to depopulate, and that's the whole BlackRock ESG government agenda. The drag queen story time, the sexualization of children, all of it is about wrecking families, lowering the birth rate, collapsing civilization. That is the deindustrialization plan. And almost everything you see in the corporate media is a lie. They tell you whites commit the majority of crimes, not even per capita. They say white people are inherently the problem. It's not really black folks saying that. It's the leftist media. Look at this graph. We'll do a live shot for you. This is from the FBI's own numbers. School shootings in 2023 by race, ethnicity.
This bad boy is the number one seller at thealexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals, the leftists know we are standing up against them and we know who they serve and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing t-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. Thealexjonesstore.com.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.